live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, two men, a father and a son, were injured after a road collision in Gwydor last night. They were walking when they were hit by a car. There's calls on Donegal County Council to meet with the local community to discuss road improvements. A Dundalk-based TD says he has concerns that the family of Sean Rooney, the UN peacekeeper killed in Lebanon in December, will not get justice. The Enterprise Minister says it's too early to say if a referendum on gender equality will go ahead in November. And the NCT is no longer going cashless. The operator announced the move last week, but today it's emerged it's not going to happen. All those stories to follow, and later in the bulletin we'll have the sports news with Oisin. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the news this evening with confirmation that there's been another arrest in relation to the discovery of a body off Schlieve-League in Donegal earlier this summer. The remains of a man in his 60s were found at the sea cliffs after an alleged assault between June 24th and June 25th. Gardaí today confirmed a woman in her 20s has been taken into custody. A man in his 30s was last month charged in relation to the incident. One of two prisoners who were at large in Northern Ireland has been located. 35-year-old Sean McGaugh had been released on compassionate grounds for a funeral on Saturday but did not return. The PSNI say he's since been arrested at an address in Belfast following police appeals for help. However, 59-year-old convicted murderer Thomas McCabe remains at large after failing to return from day release last Wednesday. He's understood to have connections in Dublin and Newry. Two men, a father and a son, were injured in a road accident in Gwydor last night. The two were walking when they were hit by a car on a busy road in the Dlasha area. One of them is in intensive care, according to local councillor Micheál Colum-Gillaspig. He says the community in Gwydor has been consistently raising the dangers of this stretch of road to Donegal County Council. He says the council must now come to the area and meet with the people.
This is a road that is extremely busy, a road that is very narrow, a part of Angeltat and Gwydor that sees a lot of visitors, especially to the restaurant hotel bar Chaikin, which is very popular in the area. And last night, two men, a father and a son, who were out walking around 8-9 o'clock, who clearly was very visible. I was talking to the son this morning, told me he had a torch, and unfortunately a car hit them. Both men were struck by the car. One of them is now in intensive care. What's really making the community really angry in that part of Gwydor is that we've been consistently raising it with the council in terms of safety measures. Mm-hmm. Safety measures which would show that the road is narrow, that there's a lot of corners in it. Simple things that we've been looking to get is road safety signs, markings on the road. Ideally, what you'd want to see in such a busy place is proper footpaths, but unfortunately the government is choosing not to fund such vital pieces of safety infrastructure. And again, I would call on the council to meet with the local community. What's angering them is that they believe, and this is their own words, that they believe that the council are ignoring them, and also that they've lost faith in the council to put in place proper safety measures.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-Gillaspig. A Dundalk-based TD says he has concerns that the family of Sean Rooney, the UN peacekeeper killed in Lebanon late last year, will not get justice. The 23-year-old army private was a native of Dundalk but lived in Newton Cunningham for a number of years and had attended St Union's College in Letterkenny. He was buried in Newton Cunningham after his death. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Rory O'Murrough said while five men have been accused in relation to the attack, he has concerns and reservations. And he says he's raised those concerns with Taoiseach and Defence Minister Micheál Martin.
In fairness to Micheál Martin, he said he would leave no stone unturned, that this state would do absolutely everything in relation to delivering, you know, justice for Sean Rooney. On the 14th of July, you had the first indictment hearing, and you had six defendants who did not present themselves, and then the case was postponed until the 30th of August. I accept that there can't be a huge level of government commentary, in relation to that court proceedings have to, are ongoing. I know that this has been watched by the embassy in Cairo as lead, and also the consulate in Beirut, and that there has been some element of legal support that has been engaged there as well, which is absolutely necessary. But we are incredibly worried, given the part of the world that it is, and also with the passing of time, we just need to make sure that absolutely everything is done. Now, as I say, the positive parts in my reply from Micheál Martin were the fact that he said absolutely everything would be done. So we just need to ensure that that is the case. There is also the ongoing issues that there will have to be the Garda investigation, and we know that UNIFIL also carried out its own investigation. We need to make sure that whatever learnings need to be learnt as regards safety, security, protocols, procedures, that all that is absolutely dealt with. Mm. And there needs to be continued engagement with the family.
That was Deputy Rory O'Murchu speaking to Greg on the 9 till noon show earlier today. You can hear the whole of that interview podcast on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also, of course, watch the 9 till noon show back on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland, and on our Facebook pages as well. And indeed, you can listen to the full podcast of the 9 till noon show again on our website, highlandradio.com. The Enterprise Minister says it's too early to say that a referendum on gender equality won't happen in November. It follows calls on the government to publish the intended wording on the poll so people have time to campaign. A key meeting on the wording will take place next month. Minister Simon Coveney says it's important to get it right, but he played down suggestions that the vote won't go ahead in November.
I think it's probably too early to say that, and I think it's important to say as well that the government is absolutely committed to this referendum. But we do need to get the wording right. What you don't want going into a referendum like this is confusion around what people are being asked to make a decision on. So we need enough time to be able to campaign properly so that people are very clear on what they're voting on to get a successful outcome.
The NCT is no longer going cashless. The operator had announced the move last week. However, Junior Transport Minister Jack Chambers said today there must be discussion before any such change is contemplated.
So there were serious concerns last week that the NCT system was moving to a solely digital or electronic payment system. And officials in my own department have confirmed with the Road Safety Authority that the current system of payment is continuing. And if any alternative is agreed, that people without access to online or electronic payment systems will continue to have alternative payment options.
Well, Age Action Ireland is welcoming that news, saying such a measure would have negatively impacted on older people who choose to use only cash. Its head of advocacy and public affairs, Celine Byrne, says the decision of some elderly people to remain offline must be respected.
The idea that somebody has to conduct their financial affairs digitally and that they've been pushed to have a digital banking service and to know how to do that and to be able to maintain the skills and also then provide, like, have, leave a digital footprint as well for themselves is just wrong.
A West Donegal councillor says at a time when regular pipe bursts at Mina Cladi threaten to flood local homes, it's not acceptable for Ishka Éireann to say it cannot address the situation because other areas need to be prioritised. Repeating his call for an emergency meeting between Ishka Éireann and local representatives this week, Councillor John Hamish O'Farrick said the utility is spending hundreds of thousands of euro on temporary fixes, and that simply doesn't make sense.
The information that I have over the last 5 years, there's been 460,000 spent in busts in this area alone, which is shocking. We brought it up with the Irish Water on numerous occasions. They're saying that, you know, other areas are taking priority. Well, I can't understand that the likes of Mina Cladi has been left behind by Irish Water. The people there are affected on a daily basis with the ongoing bursts, and the latest one Saturday night, only for the quick response by the council and Irish Water workers coming on scene, there was a house nearly flooded. If it was another half hour, the house would have been flooded. And it's just not good enough, and I would be calling on Irish Water to have an emergency meeting this week to discuss this issue in the area.
To your knowledge, are there any plans for a root and branch review of the situation there and for any work to be done to offset what is obviously a regular occurrence?
What they're saying to us, Ashkeran, is that they're prioritising other areas. And in my opinion, that's not good enough. I mean, McGlady must be a high priority when you look at the amount of money that's been spent over 5 years repairing these bursts. And it's affected the community big time because in the holiday season, people are coming on holidays and, you know, people don't bother to shower or anything like that. And it's totally unacceptable this day and age.
Councillor Johnny Hemish O'Farrey there. The chair of Rafo Community Action has hit out at an incident of vandalism in the town on Saturday night. The destruction, which included broken branches and depotted flower beds, has been reported to Gardaí. On today's 9 till noon show, Mary Hart said, at a time when a lot of regeneration money is being invested into the town, it's disheartening to say the least when incidents like this occur.
The Gardaí have been informed and there will be CCTV footage looked at to see if there's any way we can try and isolate who was responsible. You know, it's almost like someone had some issue with the town rather than an issue with themselves and pulling a few plants up as they walked along the street. You know, it is concentrated, and it's concentrated in one area of the diamond. Whoever was responsible were determined. It's very upsetting. And it's not nice on a Sunday morning for the workers from Tidy Towns to have to come along and clean up this mess after, you know, somebody just decided to go on a rampage. The diamond has been upgraded. €4,000 on plants were put in by landscape gardeners in June. It's unfair. It's disheartening. We're working hard within the town to present the place as a nice, unique place to come in Donegal. Which then brings footfall, which then eventually brings more business, which then, you know, brings more work and more jobs. So those are the endeavours within a tourism realm. And we have a very rich, you know, tourism heritage in Rafo. You know, it goes right back. We have opened up a new tourism and heritage centre in the Vault House, which is the community centre. And this is all voluntary. None of us are paid to do this. This is voluntary. And then you have somebody coming along and just pulling everything apart, you know, which is extremely unfair. And I do hope they're caught. I really do hope they're caught. And I really do hope that the Gardaí are able to sift through CCTV footage and pinpoint who or what group could possibly have been responsible for this.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with football. Vera Pauw's future as Republic of Ireland manager will be decided by an FAI board meeting tomorrow. The 60-year-old's current contract has expired after she left the girls in green to their first ever appearance at the World Cup in the summer. After narrow defeats to co-hosts Australia and reigning Olympic champions Canada, Ireland drew 0-0 with Nigeria to exit the tournament on something of a positive note. However, there have been reports of a strained relationship between the manager and some of the players. Paul McShane has been appointed as assistant coach for the Republic of Ireland under-21s. The former Hull City defender is currently an academy coach with Manchester United. The under-21s begin their Euro 2025 qualifying campaign at home to Turkey next week. Republic of Ireland international Will Smallbone has signed a new contract with Southampton. The 23-year-old has signed a 3-year deal at St Mary's, having been the subject of interest from Sheffield United this summer. Smallbone, who made his senior debut for Ireland earlier this year, is likely to be named in the squad for the upcoming Euro qualifiers later this week. There's one game in the SSER Trusty League First Division tonight. Second place Waterford make the trip to Limerick to face Treaty United. Kick-off at Marcus Field is at 7:45. Now in athletics, there was an 8th place finish for the Irish 4x400 metres relay team in their final at the World Athletics Championships in Budapest last night. Donegal's Kelly McGrory, who got the call to replace Rashidat Adeleke, joined Sophie Becker, Roisin Harrison and Charlene Maudsley to finish in a time of 3 minutes 27.08 seconds. Speaking on this morning's 9 till noon show, Kelly told Greg Hughes that the team outperformed themselves at the championship.
You really want to soak it all up and enjoy the experience, but also you really have to focus in on on the task at hand and not get swallowed up by the, you know, by the overwhelm and the excitement and everything. So, like, getting that balance is hard, but, like, we did. And, you know, there was pressure on us in the heat, I suppose, to go out and make sure we would perform. And, like, the stock, the odds were against us a little bit, and we really did outperform ourselves. And then when we got to the final, we were go out and actually soak this up and really enjoy it. And we really enjoyed running last night. And sometimes it's hard to do that because you know you always have pressure on you from yourself and from expectations and everything else. But yeah, we loved every minute of it last night, and like we keep saying, the support from the Irish was phenomenal.
And there's more from Kelly McGrory speaking to Greg Hughes, available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. On to Gaelic games. The fixtures for round three of the Donegal Senior Football Championship have been confirmed. The action will start this coming Saturday, the 2nd of September at Towney, as Kilkiar hosts St Nolls at 4:30. Three games on Saturday evening, all starting at 6. Glenfinn take on McCool's, Mulford play Niamh Connell, and Killybegs will face Éireagh Ballyshannon. Four games to come on Sunday. Glenswilly, who are one of three teams unbeaten at the top, are playing Dunloe at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, Fourmaster's play St Michael's, and at the same time, Goodore host Clonhanely in another derby, while at 4, St Union's play Ardrabb. Going into those games, Glenswilly, Kilkiar and Éireagh are the only sides to have won both of their games so far in the competition, while at the other end of the standings, St Michael's, St Noel's, Mulford and Killybegs have yet to register a point. And there will, of course, be more football talk tonight on the DL Debate the Championship, presented by Brendan Devaney. They'll be talking Donegal Club Championship and Jim McGuinness's appointment with Frank Craig, sports editor of the Iconic Media Group, and GA coach Barry Meehan. That's the DL Debate tonight, live here in Highland after the 7 o'clock news. On the motorbikes in England, two Donegal riders were in action today at Caldwell Park during round 8 of the British Superbike Championships. In the Superstock class, Richard Kerr took yet another podium, finishing second in race 2. Championship leader Dan Lunford won the race this afternoon. Both riders finished in the same positions in race 1 on Sunday. Kerr stays second in the standings with 3 rounds to go, 11 points behind Lunford. While in the Super Sport class, Rhys Irwin had bike issues throughout the weekend, and despite a crash in race 1, he was able to take a podium in race 2 today. The Kilmacrenan rider finished 3rd to hold on to his 2nd place in the championship standings. Finally, in tennis, women's top seeds, Yvonne Shevchenko hopes to get her US campaign off to a winning start this evening. She's in the first match on the Arthur Ashe court, taking on world number 86, Rebecca Peterson. Later in the evening, another of the pre-tournament favourites, Coco Gauff, will play Germany's Laura Sigmund. And Novak Djokovic will make his return to Flushing Meadows in the early hours of tomorrow morning after a year away. He takes on Alexander Muller of France. And that's your sport for the moment here in Highland. Don't forget the DL Debates live after the 7 news. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. The first osprey chicks from a new National Park and Wildlife Service programme were introduced into the wild at the weekend. 50 chicks are to be brought into the country over the next 5 years. The aim is to establish a breeding colony in the Republic. There is breeding taking place in Fermanagh at present, and ospreys from there have already been spotted in Donegal. Minister of State Malcolm Noonan says the release of these chicks is a significant step toward what he hopes will be their permanent return to this country.
Given the fact now that we have a successful breeding of a pair of ospreys in Northern Ireland, I think the reintroduction programme here in the Republic is really going to be very, very important and return these birds to Irish skies for the first time in over 200 years. Ospreys are different. They don't remain in the country. They migrate down to equatorial Africa and then return again. Lots of challenges along the way. And what we're trying to do is make the conditions right for them.
Most beaches and coastal areas across the country are not clean, according to the latest report issued today by Irish Business Against Litter. Both Bundoran and Killybegs Harbour are deemed to be moderately littered, along with 9 other areas. There's been a 50% rise in clean sites overall, but coastal areas are said to be more littered than towns. However, there's been some pushback with users of beaches, particularly around the Dublin area, deemed to be littered, questioning the designations. With more Here's Sheila Nocton.
Walking down onto Portmarnock Beach or Velvet Strand, you are met with a clean boardwalk, dunes and nothing but shells littered on the sand. The latest eyeball survey looks at both the waterfront and the immediate environs when monitoring the country's coastal areas. Portmarnock is said to have deteriorated this year. However, these regular beach walkers strongly disagree.
It's not true. Absolutely not. I walk here every day and it's just wonderful. It's beautiful, clean. People pick stuff up. They drop stuff, they pick it up.
I'm really shocked at that because the local residents look after this beach very well.
I'm usually on the weekends now, obviously, if there's a very, you know, when we have a good day. That's only to be natural, but I think all kind of council clean it up actually on a Monday and things like that, yes. Well, I don't have any issue with that.
Local councillor Breen McDonough lives a stone's throw from the beach and uses it daily. While sceptical of the results, he says it's a reminder that everyone has a responsibility to keep our coasts clean.
On a very busy day, if you go down at 6 or 7 o'clock, you will find problems. But I would be surprised if a survey that was conducted on a monthly or even a weekly basis would have found that Portmarnock was like that.
A growing issue for Irish beaches now seems to be the rise of disposable vapes as an emerging source of litter. Sheila Nocton at Portmarnock Beach.
One Family, Ireland's national organisation for one parent families, has launched its annual report. A 15% increase in queries to the national helpline was registered last year. The statistics relate to families who struggle with tightening energy, food and housing prices. The CEO of One Family is Karen Kiernan. She says people are struggling and need some more targeted supports.
The queries to the national Ask One Family helpline primarily are around social welfare, and this is because many people who are parenting on their own or sharing parenting are struggling to make ends meet and they need the help of social welfare, but sometimes they may not be able to claim everything that they should be, or they may not be able to make ends meet, and they need to figure out how to support themselves and their family.
Mm-hmm. And what do one parent families need in order to benefit from Budget 2024?
We've seen the last couple of budgets really not support one-parent families, mm-hmm. and there's a real concern that they'll be left behind in this budget as well. So what we need are direct more income into people's pockets so that they can lift themselves out of the poverty that they're in at the moment. Mm-hmm. And they also need the ability to be able to make work pay. So there's lots of things the governments can do in this budget, and we're hoping that they'll look at the evidence and see that one-parent families are those that need it the most, and they need some targeted supports.
And that was Karen Kiernan there, the Chief Executive Officer with the One Family organisation, speaking to Lucy Peoples. And that's Highland Radio News for the moment. Looking at the weather forecast, the Met Éireann tell us to expect a mostly cloudy evening with some passing showers. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will develop later in light to moderate westerly breezes. Tonight it'll be cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle, becoming drier though in the northwest later. Overnight lows of 9 to 12 degrees Celsius, light to moderate southwesterly breezes veering northwesterly. Tomorrow, Tuesday morning, mainly dry with sunny spells, scattered showers developing later in the afternoon and evening. Highs of 15 to 17 degrees Celsius in moderate, occasionally fresh northwest winds. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Taking a look at the closing headlines, another arrest has been made in relation to the discovery of a body off Schlieve League. The remains of a man in his 60s were found at the sea cliffs after an alleged assault between June 24th and 25th. Gardaí today confirmed a woman in her 20s has been taken into custody. A man in his 30s was charged in relation to the incident last month. The PSNI say one of two prisoners who were at large north of the border has been located. 35-year-old Sean McGaugh had been released for a funeral on Saturday but didn't return. He was arrested in Belfast today. However, 59-year-old convicted murderer Thomas McCabe remains at large after failing to return from day release on Wednesday. He's understood to have connections in Dublin and Newry. Two men, a father and son, were injured after they were struck by a car in the Glashy area of Gwydor last night. One of them is now in intensive care. Local councillor Micheál Conamgill-Asbach says the community in Gwydor want Donegal County Council officials to meet with them to discuss what road safety measures need to be taken in the area. And Dundalk TD Rory O'Murrough says he has concerns that the family of Sean Rooney, the UN peacekeeper killed in Lebanon late last year, will not get justice. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Monday evening, August 28th. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lowry, née Farrell, Lower Main Street, Strabane, reposing at her home today from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Melmount Manor Residence Comfort Fund or care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Patrick Murray, Liscooley Villas, Castlefin, and formerly of Gorton South, Castlefin. Funeral from Liscooley Villas at 10:15 a.m. tomorrow morning, going to St. Patrick's Church, Murlough in Lifford. Burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Donegal Hospice or care of Kennedy's Undertakers in Castlefin. Family time only from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.